Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Catskill Native Nursery, Gardening for a Better Environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. Walk Hill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons. Route 299 West in New Paltz, walkhillviewfarmmarket.com. Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Judge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener, and we are talking about work, 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 work. It's not over. It's over if you want it to be, but maybe you don't want it to be, because as we said in the first segment, consider antidesiccant on your broadleaf evergreens and on your conifers. I guess I read that blue spruce, you don't have to worry about blue spruce because it has its own waxy surface.
I was going to bring that up. That's right. They don't like it for whatever reason. I think a lot of this wilt stuff, I think if I remember correctly, it may be like a pine product. I have no idea if that's what it is, but that's right. Spruce, you don't treat. Just about every other thing. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah. And do it soon. So here come the holidays.
Yes.
Amaryllis. So talk to us about amaryllis. Is it too late?
It's not too late. You mean to start a bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, start them now. I mean, they do take about, is it too late for it to be blooming for you on Christmas? Probably, because we have about, what, 4 or 5 weeks. It'll be growing. It'll be beautiful. We will also, as of this coming week, have some that are already started in the shop. So those would be on target for Christmas. But lots of bulbs you can plant up, and then they'll bloom kind of post New Year's when you get a little maybe blah with the winter blues. This is like the perfect antidote to that, because they are just so gorgeous and fun, and you can almost watch them, right? Like grow and bloom before your very eyes. They're just so much fun. So I think it's the perfect time to start them, as long as you don't mind them coming after the holidays. Otherwise, pick one up that's already in bud, and then, you know, I'm sure you'll have flowers for Christmas. Same with paperwhites. Paperwhites, you can start now. Those take about 3 weeks, sometimes even 4 if it's a really cool house, but I would say around 3 weeks. And so those, you know, we're kind of starting now in successions. So then they're just sort of always budding and blooming and so fun. Another great thing to get you through the winter.
So if you're going to start your own amaryllis, what to know? Because they like to be pot banned, I think.
That's right. You don't want to pick a pot that's too large. You want to use just a good indoor potting soil. You pot that bulb up so it's, you know, up on the surface. You have about a third of it in soil, making sure those roots are covered. Up to about a third of that bulb covered. Warm sun, it's a tropical thing. So as warm and sunny as you can, you know, provide, watering it, and then they just start to like erupt with these stalks that come up, and they're so much fun. Very easy. Then when they're done blooming, this is where a lot of folks get a little bit confused or hesitant, but they're not really that hard. So what you want to do after they're done blooming, you can cut those stalks back once they kind of yellow out, leave the foliage. Once you can put them outside, so when you're like planting your begonias and petunias and nicotianas and all those kinds of things, that's when you can actually bring that potted plant outside. Just stash it off in like your shade garden or somewhere it's not going to get a ton of sun. Water it here and there. And you just leave it outside for all that time until you're bringing all your houseplants in. And then you got to bring it in as well. And that's when you cut back anything that's on it and you put it in a dark closet or basement, that kind of thing. So it does need a time period to be dark and kind of dormant. And you do that for 6 weeks. So you want to time that. So you're bringing it in definitely before our last frost. You want to pull it out so that then it will bloom, in the winter. Water it, do all that, get the cycle
Feed
going again. Definitely feed it. Yes, thank you. Fertilize it for sure. Yep.
bulb tone.
You could use bulb tone for sure. Yeah. You could also use like bloom or yeah, any good, but bulb tone's a great idea, or like grow, bloom, one of those like great organic liquid ones would be great too.
Okay, so just remember not to throw it away.
Yeah, no reason to throw them away. They're really easy to bring back around and get going again. Some, yeah, very fun.
But they do need that 6 weeks of darkness.
There's a nice chunk of time there where they do need to be dark and sort of just forgotten about, really. But then when you bring it back out, you're going to water. You might want to put some fresh moss on it. Certainly fertilize it, love it up, and then it's going to love you back.
Cool. Cool. But yeah, don't put it in a pot that's too big.
You're right. A lot of bulbs are like that. They want to be kind of tight.
Awesome. So, are you starting things like hyacinths and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Those also have to be chilled if you can't buy them pre-chilled. And then pot those up and those will bloom too. You can even plant those up outdoors in a container. Layer some bulbs in a pot, grow them out that way. That's kind of fun too. But we all, especially us gardeners, we just love to have some green and color in the winter. Just to keep us connected, I think, to the earth and playing with our plants.
And being hopeful.
Plants do, yes. Yep, they provide hope for sure. They're, yeah, amazing. And that's important to remember.
So paper whites like rocks.
They can be grown on rocks, soil, or water.
Oh,
And
really?
they're,
Okay.
yeah, they're amazing. They're just sort of destined to bloom. They've got their like little mission in life, and they are a one-hit wonder. So even though they are related to our hardy daffodils, this is one that doesn't winter over here outdoors, and it you can't get it to grow again and bloom again. Never had luck with that. So those you do grow, enjoy. It's like a glorified bouquet. They last several weeks indoors. You can embellish them really fun. I love to put like red twig dogwood branches in the pot or vase with them. Kind of serves as a nice little support for them, but it also looks so pretty. And then they'll bloom for several weeks, but then when they're done, you do just compost them. They're done. That's it.
And maybe the red twig dogwood will root.
Yes, or if you did like a willow of some sort, you definitely could get it to root.
And you get double bang for your buck,
That's fun.
That happened 1 year when I got some stuff for a wreath and, just wreath making some red twig dogwood, and I stuck it in a pot to make it, make the pot. Because it only it didn't have anything in it, and they rooted, and I was like,
Cool.
oh my gosh, they must have been pretty freshly cut.
That's great.
So if you're buying stuff like that for holiday decorations for outdoor pots, give it a clean cut first, because you might be shocked at what you're gonna get.
Yeah, you never know. That is so cool.
Yeah. So, okay. So it's not too late to plant outside bulbs. The ground is not frozen.
Right. Yeah, you definitely can. We may have just sold out, but if you can find bulbs, you can still plant them. Absolutely. You can still plant shrubs, perennials. You can get your seed garlic in the ground still. We still have some seed garlic left if anybody's looking. Not too late to plant that at all. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing, that if you have a little bit of water, it's probably not too late to plant lilies.
Exactly. Yeah, there's lots that you can still get in. As a matter of fact, all of our shrubs and perennials, we haven't packed them away yet. I mean, it's still so warm. They're half off now, and our
Yeah.
trees are 25% off. So there's still some amazing stuff here.
Yeah. Yeah, and the later you plant this year, the less you're going to have to water. So,
Right.
I say, don't put your shovel away yet. When you're cleaning your tools, just remember you may need to use them again. We need to take a quick break. Gigi Closet is here from the Phantom Gardener, sustainable from the start, organic for the future, and both backwards and forwards. On Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. Also supporting us, Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year-round, visit them at storiesnursery.com. And North Elm Home, furniture, accents, and mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.